In this bulletin, the federal government agrees to allow some Chinese high school students to return to Australia because of a reduced coronavirus threat. Calls for stronger reforms to protect women from domestic violence after the murder of a Brisbane mother and her three children. And in cricket, Ashton Agar becomes the first bowler since Brett Lee in 2007 to deliver a hat-trick in a T20 international. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The federal government has announced some senior high school students from outside Hubei province in China will be allowed to return to Australia for school. Under a strict process, Year 11 and 12 students will be able to return after medical advisers suggested there is a reduced risk of coronavirus outside Wuhan. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says Chinese cases will be reviewed individually, but there is no obligation for states and territories to agree to the students returning.
It is incredibly important that we get some normality back to the international student market. Now, this is a small step that we are taking. As I've said, it is a precautionary step because it requires a 13-step process. It requires the green light of the state and territory governments.
The government says no decision has been made on the status of tertiary students until it receives medical advice next week. More than 250 people who have been in quarantine because of the coronavirus threat are set to return home from Darwin. Authorities have confirmed there are now 6 Australian cases from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, with travellers being kept in further quarantine. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says passengers who were already contained on the boat for 2 weeks need extra time in isolation to avoid further infections.
So we are still in a stage where we have to be very cautious about making predictions about containment at the moment. But as Minister Hunt said, in Australia, we have had no evidence whatsoever of community transmission. The only people who've transmitted in Australia were a tiny tour group from Wuhan who were in a bus.
The number of new cases of the COVID-19 virus in China has dropped to 397, which is less than the figures reported on Friday. Advocates for domestic violence victims and survivors say the tragic deaths of a Brisbane mother and her three children should be a catalyst for reform. 31-year-old Hannah Clark and her three children, aged under 10, were killed on Wednesday by estranged husband Rowan Baxter, who poured petrol on them and set them alight in their car before dying of self-inflicted stab wounds. The Women's Legal Service Queensland says 5 years on from a major report on domestic abuse, much more needs to be done. The group's chief executive, Angela Lynch, says there should be a broad review of police and the legal system as it is experienced by victims of domestic and sexual violence.
Well, now it's time for action. We have had the 140 recommendations by the Not Now, Not Ever report, and they have been completed. Well, we need 150 more. Our work is not done. Our work is continuing. We need another special task force to be looking at what is the plan forward. We need a plan in relation to domestic violence prevention in Queensland, so a whole of government response can be brought around those new recommendations over the next 5 years. Our work hasn't ended because those 140 recommendations have been done.
An elderly former priest who was extradited from Australia to the UK has been jailed for the sexual abuse of a teenager. Marion Griffiths was found guilty of indecent assault over offences which happened when he was a Church of England vicar. The 81-year-old came to Australia in 1988, with the sentencing judge describing the offences as extraordinary and a breach of trust. The victim told the hearing the abuse has had a lifelong effect and the horror remains. In cricket, Ashton Agar has revealed how a conversation with Indian superstar Ravindra Jadeja inspired his match-winning hat-trick in South Africa. Agar stole the show in the T20 series opener at Johannesburg to lead a rampant Australia to a thumping 107-run win. The left-arm spinner is just the second Australian after Brett Lee in 2007 to deliver a hat-trick in a T20 international. Agar says determination and a positive attitude are what keeps him going.
I had a wonderful chat with Ravindra Jadeja after the Indian series. He's my favourite player in the world. You know, I want to play cricket like he does. He's an absolute rock star, like smacks him, gun fielder and spins the ball. But it's just his presence when he's out there, watching him field me with confidence and just talking to him about spin bowling, keep trying to spin the ball when you're batting. You know, he has a really positive attitude and he takes that attitude into the field as well. So I was pretty inspired by talking to him.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a possible shower or storm, 33. Adelaide, sunny 32. Melbourne, mostly sunny 31. Hobart, much the same 25. Canberra, partly cloudy and 29. Wollongong, a possible shower, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Newcastle, a possible shower, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two and 27. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 31. And Darwin, stormy as well, 33 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.